I welcome you with all my heart. To think you came here tonight rather than listen to George Bush, who can save your soul. But here you are, another Thursday. It's good to see you again. Always remember that all the power in this universe is within you. It is you who create this universe. The universe emanates out of yourself. Therefore, to whom shall you pray? To whom shall you tell your troubles? When you realize that you're responsible for the whole thing, the whole mess is your fault. Who can you go to? To whom shall you confess? You are the one. There is no one else but you. Just this understanding gives you power. You stop feeling sorry for yourself. You stop thinking that outside influences can cause things to happen to you. You stop blaming astrology, occult sciences, and everything else for the things that happen in your life. You are the one. When you lie down and go to sleep at night, what is the first thing that happens before you fall asleep? You start thinking, don't you? Your mind is filled with thoughts. Thoughts of the past, thoughts of the present, thoughts of the future. And as you get into spiritual things, you practice certain sadhanas, certain spiritual disciplines to control your thoughts. You may practice pranayama, breathing exercises. Practice witnessing. You may practice vipassana meditation, self-inquiry. This is all fine and good, yet you're making one big mistake. And that is, you have forgotten that all this is coming out of your mind. All the meditations, all the thoughts about breathing, everything you're trying to do to stop your thoughts is also coming out of your mind. In other words, the solution you're looking for is mental. It's all mind stuff. You're thinking with your mind, you're worrying with your mind, and you're trying to heal yourself with your mind. This is why we have so many problems becoming enlightened, becoming free, becoming liberated. Because with using our mind to do certain things, whatever we're doing, it comes from the mind. It makes no difference how high it is, how low it is, whether it's self-inquiry or anything else. It's all from the mind. The idea is to get beyond the mind. But how can you get beyond the mind by using the mind? You cannot. This is a very important point to remember. All of the programs you're using to try to stop your thoughts also comes from the mind. And it is your mind that gives you all the problems. Now the mind does not exist. There is no mind. Just by understanding what I'm saying will open up new vistas for you. There is no mind from where this universe comes. There is no mind that tells you anything or does anything for you. There's just no mind. So the question is, what shall you do? What kind of practice shall you practice? And the answer is no practice. There's no practice that you have to do. All practices are mental. Investigate for yourself to see if what I'm saying is not true. People live in ashrams for many years. They go to Zen monasteries. They go to Taoist monasteries. You go to Catholic monasteries. They meditate for years and years and years. They may find a semblance of peace, but hardly ever liberation. For liberation is beyond all of these things. Liberation is something that you can't even imagine trying to think about it. It is nothing the mind can comprehend. The mind knows absolutely nothing about liberation. Yet why are all these things here? If the world doesn't really emanate from my mind, because there's no mind, and everything that I do has no value, what should I do? The question you should ask yourself is, what shouldn't I do? You shouldn't think. That's the first step. You should not try to think what is the best sadhana. How should I meditate? How should I practice self-inquiry? You should never think about these things whatsoever. Because these things really bring more thoughts to you. They fill you up with more thoughts. When you realize just that there's no mind, there's no mind whatsoever. This is the first clue. For if there's really no mind, then nothing exists. Everything that you behold with your senses exists because you believe there's a mind. And you try to purify the mind, to control the mind. That's like whipping a dead horse. You become still, intelligently. You watch, not with your mind, not with your body. You just watch. You observe. As you observe, as you watch intelligently, without trying to change anything, without trying to control the mind, or to get rid of your thoughts, or to change your thoughts, what you call the mind will begin to disappear. It will begin to disappear because it never existed to begin with. Otherwise, how will it disappear? Once the mind is gone, everything will become very clear to you. There will no longer be a universe. There will no longer be others. There will no longer be any reason to meditate or to stop your thoughts or do anything. You will be totally free and all-pervading. This is what you are right now. For some reason you were born into Maya. Which is a total lie, because you're never born, there's no Maya. Yet I speak words that are totally meaningless, that make no sense, that are absurd. And yet if you catch a hold of my meaning, you will disappear. What do I mean when I say you will disappear? The old you that you've been all of these years will just vanish. There will be no past, no future, not even the present. There will not be words like pure awareness or consciousness or nirvana or satori or anything else. There will be nothing. Yet this nothing will be infinite bliss. You will be knowingness, not knowingness about something. Just plain knowingness. Think of an expanded knowingness. Something that knows. It does not know anything about a particular thing. It just knows. It knows about nothing. Now, what does this all have to do with your life? Is a teaching like this practical? When you look at your life right now, you see the experiences you're going through. You're getting older. Everything you have will be left behind. And everybody wonders, what is life all about? Why was I born? Why am I here? These questions are really never answered by most people. But when you see the absurdness of life, the way it is right now, man's inhumanity to man, wars, crimes going on all over the place. The intelligent person asks, what is the solution? Is there an answer? Yet in the absolute truth, how can there be an answer to something that doesn't exist? There's no question, so there cannot be an answer. The world is really like a burnt rope. You see it, but you can't use it. It appears to be whole and together, but when you touch it, it falls apart. There is absolutely nothing. There is no God. There is no realization. There is no bondage. Yet, there is bliss. There is bliss because when you understand these things, you just become happy, blissful. You are immersed in total joy and happiness and love, whatever that is. And you cannot explain this. If you think about joy, love, and bliss, it is not really that. When you voice it, it spoils it. But when you think of happiness and joy and love and bliss, you're using these words as the opposite of sorrow and hate and unhappiness. For as a human being, you can only experience love when you know the opposite. You've got to know the opposite of the thing to experience it. Otherwise it would be meaningless. For instance, to experience health, there has to be sickness. Otherwise, what good would health be? If there were no sickness, nobody would ever talk about health. The only reason people talk about health is because there's sickness. What I'm trying to show you is the English language and all languages on this earth are very limited. It has to do with duality. Not truth, not reality, but duality. Consequently, the person who babbles the most has the most problems. Because by babbling, by talking on and on and on and on, like I do, nothing is ever really accomplished. So why do I say they're babbling? I'm really in silence. Nothing is really being said. You say you hear me talking? Wash out your ears. I am saying absolutely nothing to you. What you're feeling is a silence. Total silence. To some of you, everything I'm saying may sound absurd. But I'm an absurd guy. Absurdity is the only reality. What seems logical is a lie. When you're talking with someone and they appear to be very logical, watch out. What you really want is absolute freedom from words, from places, from things. That's what you really want. You want to be totally free. Free of bondage to anybody or anything. This can never happen to you as you're human. As long as you feel you're human, you can never feel totally free. A human being is automatically in bondage. No human being ever became free. How is the bondage removed? By doing absolutely nothing. Do not think of spiritual practices. For if you do, you're substituting one bondage for another bondage. Realize right now that you have no mind. You never had a mind, and you'll never have a mind. There's no you to have anything. So not only are you not the mind, you're not you. This takes care of your existence. You do not exist. What are you doing sitting here believing you're a body and that you exist? This is blasphemy, to believe that you're separate, you're a body, you exist, you've got a life. You've heard people tell you, go get a life. I say, go get rid of your life. It is your life that keeps you in bondage. I don't mean you have to kill yourself. You just have to realize that you're nothing. Whatever comes into your mind, realize it's nothing. By not reacting to anything. When you are told not to react to the universe, that's just another form of bondage. For when you do not react to the universe, what you're doing is you're admitting there's a universe, I'm not reacting to it. True? Aren't you saying, this is terrible what's going on out there, but I'm not reacting to it. It's terrible about the war in Romania, Yugoslavia, but I'm not supposed to react to it. You're defeating your purpose by doing this. The absolute truth is nothing is happening. So to what are you not reacting to? The one reacting and not reacting are both wrong. Leave everything alone. Leave everything alone. Do not try to change anyone or anything. to not even try to change yourself. Just be aware of emptiness. Be aware of boundless space. To be aware of emptiness, to be aware of boundless space, can only be done when you realize there's no mind. You cannot be aware of emptiness and boundless space by using your mind. When there is no mind, emptiness arises by itself. Boundless space arises by itself. Do not make this teaching very complicated. This whole teaching should be contained in one word, nothing. I'm sharing with you tonight the secret of nothingness. Those of you who understand what I'm doing realize that when I keep still, there's no difference between keeping still and talking.
morning to evening, we are using the mind. How can we rid of the mind then? Everything we are driving the car, whatever we are doing, we are using the mind.
You are using the mind as long as you believe you are using the mind. When you go deeper within yourself and you become aware that there's no mind, you will become more alert than you've ever been in your life. For you will find you're doing everything without thinking. You're doing everything spontaneously. Yet you're doing what you're supposed to do better than you've ever done it before. Most people believe that they have a mind, and without a mind they will be totally worthless. They will not be able to do anything. It's the same mistake. When the mind is completely transcended, the power that we call the self, pure awareness, takes over. It becomes you, directs you, leads you, and you become radiantly happy and blissful. So do not equate the mind with intelligence. Or with leading you throughout life. The mind is given to you. You believe in the mind in order to put you through this life and make you identify with Maya. That's why you have a mind. To keep you earthbound. To make you believe you're a human being. But when the mind goes, you become all-pervading, omnipresent consciousness. And you will do whatever you have to do without fear, without worry, without threat. And you will be very happy doing it also. Therefore, do not concern yourself with what will happen to you if there's no mind. You will be 1,000 times more efficient than you are now without the mind.
It will no longer be an individual driving the car, it will be the self driving the car.
It will be the absolute, yes. This sounds a little strange, I know. Because we have never experienced no mind. We've been told since we were growing up in school, use your mind. You have a mind, why don't you use it? This is where the problem starts. By using your mind, we have created this world. By not using the mind, there will be peace and harmony. The mind is not your friend.
love, with that gratitude just swelling up. I feel like making a joke and saying you must have touched a nothingness in me that's asleep, but somehow a touch. And I know, I'm pretty sure you said these words before in different ways. And I believe I accepted him for some days, and then I went back to thinking I was a something again. And I noticed the last few days I've been handling some huge challenges, and I've been feeling proud that I've been able to handle these huge challenges, because I've fallen into the trap of thinking I was a something again. And so I got to go back and shovel out the something and realize the nothingness again. But I really appreciate your willingness to remind me, because I forgot again. But somehow it feels right. I don't know whether I accept it and it feels right because it's so radical and I enjoy radicalness, or is it because it really touches the nothingness in me? I'm not sure.
Perhaps a little bit of both.